Revenue Chat episode 131. The Dream Business Community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business Community at tonyduroso.com/community.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Hello again, and welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode, 130, Dean Tsoukas tells us about the first search engine for any loan. In just about 1.5 years, he's running billions of dollars through this platform. Learn from his success to rock your own business to new heights. I love this interview. And this is another crazy success of a tool that was built by the owners to use for themselves. Remember my interview with Russell Brunson of ClickFunnels? And you can catch every episode of Revenue Chat on my mobile app. Just go to tonyduroso.com/mobile from your smart device or cell phone. Once it loads, past episodes of Revenue Chat will automatically appear in column 2. Column 1 is my other weekly high-profile show that focuses on highlighting stars, greats, and game changers called The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso. Just go to tonyduroso.com/mobile from your smart device or cell phone. Okay, today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Jen Oliver. Jen is the founder and CEO of Fit Mama Global and the author of The Love Fit Mama Way, Transforming the Core of Motherhood. Hey men, don't worry, just hang in there for a second. Jen educates, inspires, and transforms busy moms into loving fit mamas through core rehab, mindfulness, and self-care. And what she is most passionate about is empowering people to love their bodies and love their lives. Jen is also a trained practitioner in the healing art of Reiki. And men, this is such a great interview. You got to check it out. There are nuggets here for you. Please check it out. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Jen to talk about embrace and enjoy the journey. Here we go. Hello, Jen. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Tony, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful now because it's so great to have you on. I know we've worked a couple things to make it happen. And now we're all going to talk about how to get fit, stay fit, and use this in our workaday world. And by the way, everyone, this is not just for women, though, of course, we have a lot of advice for women. But the advice here is also for the entrepreneur, the small business owner. Check it out. We've got some great things. And this is Jen Oliver, and we're going to be talking about embrace and enjoy the journey. So here we go.
Yes, here we go.
All right. First things first, Jen, we're going to take it from the top. I'd love to know, please, how did it all start for you? And I don't mean, you know, having the babies, but the whole business mindset and everything, please.
Yes. Well, you know what? It happened absolutely born out of a need, Tony. It was one of those things where I was in the fitness industry. I was working as a personal trainer and a nutritionist when I had my daughters, who are now 6 and 4. At the time, they were 1 and 3 when I started my business. And it was really out of the simple fact that new moms were not accessing the information that I had. And as a trainer, I even had to seek out the information on pelvic health, safe exercise postpartum, self-care, nurturing ourselves and putting ourselves first. And as you said, embracing and enjoying the motherhood journey. This is a new thing. And the reason why it's new, Tony, is really because never in history have women had this type of juggling act of really doing everything at home, including breastfeeding babies and, you know, housing them in their bellies for 9 months, plus working full time, plus tending to other children. And it really is over the last sort of generation or maximum two is where there's been two working people in the household outside the home. So it's really a balancing act that moms find themselves in front of, and especially entrepreneur moms and all entrepreneurs, parents. I know that, you know, whether you're male or female taking care of kids, it is full on mode when you have little ones at home. Am I not right?
Oh, absolutely. I had an injured dog with me, and he tore both of his ACLs. It's sort of like, it's like dislocating your knees. And for 9 months, I had to take him out on his daily walk. I actually rolled him on a cart. It's on YouTube. So I know, and he's always been with me while I've been doing shows, recording shows, doing interviews, or doing anything. So I understand that. And while I understand a lot, of course, being a male, the way I look at it is we have it easy. Us men have it easy in that, well, we have our goal, we have our purpose, we have what we want to accomplish, and we can go to it. Removing barriers, distractions, but we don't have that extra, I don't know the right word to be politically correct. We don't have that extra responsibility or duty now of raising the kids. So believe it or not, I actually think you have to be more determined and more focused to be successful as a mom as opposed to a man. I mean, that's the way I see it. I mean, I'm impressed at what you've accomplished, especially having two beautiful little girls. I've seen some of the pictures on your site here and there. Very, very cute little girls there.
You know what? They're a joy. And really, it's them that is my sort of catalyst to be moving in the direction I'm moving, because I really see a need for it. Again, not only with the pelvic health and the core rehabilitation, which is what I educate Fit Mamas on, it's really about getting back to our cores as women and back to our core values and the beliefs that we have about ourselves. And when we start to unpack those beliefs, we see that they are full of little nooks and crannies of belief systems that were put into our heads based on our societal upbringing, based on the cultural norms at the time when we were growing up. And a lot of them are antiquated and they don't work for the women nowadays, because there's a lot of guilt, there's a lot of resentment, there's a lot of responsibility, a lot of feeling, you know, emotional turmoil. And we don't really have an outlet to sort of voice these things. And if we are, often women are referred to, you know, as nags or this or that. So it's really about us as women nurturing ourselves, keeping ourselves aligned with the core of who we are, taking time every day just to breathe, which should not include feeling guilty for taking 5 minutes to take deep breaths, right? But that's the reality sometimes when we're juggling so much. So for the women and for all entrepreneurs, to be honest, I really talk about the concept of harmony, not so much balance. Sometimes we think of balance as this fine-tuned thing that if we achieve it, all will be happy and successful. But as we know, Tony, and I know you're well-versed in this, is the fact that the only thing that we can really guarantee in life is change, right? So if we're looking for this balance point where nothing changes and our routines exactly match the needs that we have and all this, it tends to be this sort of state of perfection that really we never can achieve. So I talk about harmony. That's what I look to achieve in my day, is some kind of feeling of harmony through the ebbs and flows and ups and downs in my day, whether it's busyness or just a lot of technical things to tend to. You know, there's so many facets of our business. As entrepreneurs, we run all systems or a go if we're on board. And if we want a day off, sometimes we can feel like things don't go our way. So that's where that harmony really comes into play. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's very interesting. And it makes me think of, do you start the day off a certain way? Do you have a routine of, okay, here's how it's got to be, because you have these beautiful little beings and babies to take care of. So how do you do that, please?
So, you know what? I really, because they're so beautiful, these two little beings, they want to cuddle with me and I want to cuddle with them likewise. So one of their favorite things to do is to sleep in my bed, which is a very big treat for me. My husband travels a lot. So when he's not around, especially, they love to hop in. We have girls' sleepovers, and this usually starts at 8 o'clock at night. So this is fantastic because I personally am an early to bed type of lady. So my morning routine really starts the night before when I get to sleep early. And I can't say that happens every night because I work online globally. I have a lot of clients who are across the world. So their morning and afternoon actually is when my nighttime is. So sometimes that can be a bit of a tricky one. But other than that, I really go to bed early and I like to wake up at 4:30, 5 in the morning. And I start every day with some quiet time, just some quiet breathing. Like I said, I have a little room in my house that I have a heater in. It's kind of like a closet, but took everything out of it. And it's a perfect little room. I can fit my yoga mat. I can fit some of my stretching equipment and different foam rollers that I use to keep my body feeling flexible, supple, stretched out, and strong. And a lot of focus on my core exercises, which involve breathing and just reconnecting to myself. So I do practice meditation in the morning and I kind of align myself for the day. Feelings of abundance, I start to sort of bring into my energy around me, into my heart coherence especially. I'm not sure if you're familiar with heart math. Tony, are you familiar with heart math?
No, frankly, I've never heard of it.
Oh, the Heart Math Institute is out of California, and their research is quite incredible, specifically around heart coherence. And the electromagnetic field that emanates from the heart is about 5,000 times stronger than that which emanates from our brain. And so with this, we have a lot of opportunity to bring into our world what we want when we start with heart coherence, and that starts with love. And so I created Love Fit Mama out of this idea that being a fit mama all starts with love. And I truly believe the same thing when it comes to entrepreneurship. If we do things from that place of love and that place of abundance and that place of gratitude already, we don't need to make a sale that day. We don't have to, you know, do this or pressure anyone into buying our product or convincing people that we're the best thing since sliced bread. We don't have to do any of that when we start our day feeling absolutely full. And we know that going to sleep tonight, we're going to feel even better when people are sharing in the passion that we share for the mission that we have and the journey that we're on with them coming alongside us. And there's no feeling of pressure. And this happens starting in the heart. And so I do a lot of research around positive psychology and mindfulness and bringing that into our reality, specifically with new moms, because this time is so intense, right? You know, starting a new business is a 24-hour a day job, but coupling that with having babies at home, which is another 24-hour a day job, the intensity builds up pretty quickly, especially when you're kind of the food source and the life source for these little humans. It just ups the ante.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. I've had several guests throughout the years that we talk about this very, very in depth on growing that abundance, having that abundance, having that mindset. And this is just another testament, another almost little facet or angle of how to look at it. And it's absolutely amazing. And I've got to say, this all happened after you had your kids, or was there any particular adversity or issue that occurred that required you to change and then lock into this?
You know what, Tony, that's really a good point you bring up, because I have been researching this stuff and I just published my first book, which I'm very excited about, called The Love Fit Mama Way, Transforming the Core of Motherhood. And the research that went into that book, I've been doing since, I would say, over 10 years now. When I was doing my undergrad degree in university, I was studying some positive psychology. I was doing a lot of physical and mental health stuff in my studies of psychology, as well as I studied kinesiology, which was really the body and the kinematics of the human body and really understanding anatomy and physiology. And it was really an interesting crossover with these two that I started piecing together back in 2003. And in 2006, I started reading more about mindfulness and just being present and being patient, and really the concepts of the content of my book, which is all about embracing, nurturing, enjoying the motherhood journey, you know, really was born even before my kids were. But it really all came to a head with the birth of the Love Fit Mama Way and my focus on the core, which actually came after I gave myself an injury. And this is where a lot of my passion comes for the Love Fit Mama Way, where it really is about core rehabilitation and nurturing our bodies from the inside out. Because I was an athlete, I was always very much no pain, no gain, warrior mentality. I played 5 years of university basketball, and I played rugby, I played volleyball, I was in track, anything I could throw my body harder and, you know, just get my physicalness out in some way, I would do. And it was only after I had my kids and realized that my body was no longer performing in the ways that I wanted it to before, and it had limitations, and these were not necessarily bad limitations, but I had to embrace where I was at the time. And because I didn't do that, I therefore gave myself a back injury that landed me in the hospital twice in 1 week. I fainted from pain, and I basically couldn't get out of bed, which was devastating to me and my business, which was based on physical activity at the time, and my babies, who I was still breastfeeding, and my husband was gone for sometimes up to 2 months at a time working. So it was pretty intense, and it really made all that I had already learned and wasn't using in my Fit Mama business up to that point. It was when the love aspect really showed up, because I couldn't physically do anything. I had to quit my job training. I had to quit my job coaching, teaching fitness classes. I really had an eye-opening experience and realized that, hey, all was not lost. And even when our physical being is injured, hurt, torn down, and immobile, which is what happens when you need to recover postpartum, there's so many other facets of our being that require growth and attention that sometimes we just escape from by going balls to the walls in our exercise and our nutrition, which are very physical, superficial-based things. So it's quite interesting.
Wow, what a story. And I can totally relate on the sports. I used to jog for a while and work out, and I pulled my back out so bad, slipped a disc so bad, I couldn't walk. I couldn't even get out of bed for 3 days. And the chiropractor told me, really said I would never walk properly again. And I never went back to that chiropractor or any chiropractor. I fixed myself. And 6 months later, here I am with Billy Blank's Taekwondo and John McCracken in Kung Fu, 6-degree black belt. Here I am 6 months later doing flying tiger kicks. I've totally healed myself and got back in. And I found that, let's call it adversity, caused me to change. Not that I was any better or any worse as a person or physically, but it just caused me to change my focus, my mindset, my temperament, and I picked a new path and a new career. It's just very interesting how that can happen that way. And very interesting on what you did. Very, very cool. It just shows that spirit inside you, Jen. You just don't want to quit. Okay, so there's a little body pain and adversity. And okay, I threw my back out. I can't walk. The hell with it. You sort of think.
I know. And that was actually my next thing, was really it fueled me so much into helping other new moms. Because while mine was a back injury, I did not realize the number of new moms out there that were struggling with pelvic health issues, where things like prolapse and things like peeing and leaking, which is what is thought of as common. It's like, oh, you had babies? Yeah, sure. You're going to jump and pee. This is actually not normal, even if it's common. So it's a PSA right now to anyone listening, women or men, tell your women, pelvic health physiotherapy. This is a very real thing where they help you with the pelvic floor. You don't need to pee. You don't need to worry. You don't need to have your uterus falling out or do multiple surgeries. Pelvic health physios are really well equipped to giving you exercises that can help with you strengthening your pelvic floor and bringing back a lot of the function and awareness of your deep inner core, because your pelvic floor is one of the muscles of your core. So never will you be able to get back to exercise the way you want to or do any things if you're not taking care of your pelvic floor. And I teach people that they can be stronger than before they had kids, but it requires rehabilitation and focused exercise in that area.
I got you. Well, thank you for that PSA, and I hope that everyone here takes that to heart and follows through on that and checks that out. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail, and there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the dream business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at tonydurso.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at tonydurso.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. And we're back with Jen Oliver talking about embrace and enjoy the journey. And now I want to ask you a question about babies, but we're going to expand the question, okay? I want to ask you about, you're doing a business at home and you have two young babies. So we're going to expand this, right? We're going to say, well, what if you have an elderly person to take care of? What if you have someone else to take care of, an injured animal like I? What would you say to someone who's starting a business that has this, let's call it other duty, other function, responsibility with another being or and or animal to take care of? What kind of advice would you give that person, please?
I would say the number one thing is ask for help. You absolutely cannot, do not need to ever do it all alone. And so long as Catalyst is there, whether it's your kids or mother or in-laws or whomever, who you want to show up for those people when you're a caregiver, you don't want to show up exhausted, tired, and very short-circuited after a long day, because that person will feel the brunt of it. And we all know that those we love and are closest to sometimes take the brunt of our stuff worse than any person that really barely knows us. We put on a good front. So that is one of the number one things that I really recommend, is asking for help and knowing when that catalyst fuels you and you get excited to go see your parent in the hospital or in their home or have lunch with your kids at the end of a day, or you realize that you're yelling at them and everything is going haywire because you aren't actually calm on the inside. And that very much has to do with what I researched in my master's degree, was this element of self-regulation or willpower, self-control. And as entrepreneurs and as caregivers and as people who are often many things to many people, one of the things that we don't even realize gets depleted in so many ways is our self-regulation. And it's really like a pool of water that we have, and it's full in the morning when we wake up, maybe a little less full if we haven't had a good night's sleep, but hopefully it's fairly full. But then three things draw upon it, Tony. Number one is physical things. So if we're tired, if we have back pain or any physical ailments, those things deplete us all day long. So they draw from that limited pool of this resource of self-regulation or willpower. Next, it's any kind of emotional things. Emotional things draw on us so much, right? Oh, my mother-in-law is sick. Oh, my so-and-so needs my help. Oh, I feel so bad for the homeless man I walked by. Oh, my business is struggling. This is emotionally, stressful. All these things all day deplete us. And third, thirdly, it's mental stresses. So if we're working on our budgets, if we're doing, things that are puzzles, if we have clients that are perplexing us, these things draw. And so we have nothing left most days at the end of the day. And it's really where that positivity comes back in. It is amping ourselves up emotionally to do the replenishing of that pool that's needed to be our best when we want to put our kids to bed at night, when we want to have some silent quality time with our partner at night. It's about replenishing you. And that's where the nurturing comes in and really understanding what fills you up, right? Not what somebody told you should fill you up is go to the gym and you hate the gym and it replenishes nothing. How can you nurture yourself in a loving way, even if it's just through self-talk and going, hey, you did enough today, Tony. You love, just put your feet up, babe. And that's all. Sometimes that can give us the permission we need to get through another few hours of the night, just showing up, being love, which is all we really are. And that's all the people around us want and need from us.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing all that. That is very cool. And in that world, Jen, we do have these moments where it's not going well. It's not always perfect. Actually, I've met one person that I think's had pretty much a perfect life. And that's out of hundreds of interviews I've done. You know, most people have stress. And even that person, there's times things just don't go right. And you have to kind of refix. So how do you keep from going crazy? How do you calm yourself with all this anxiety when things just kind of blow up a little bit?
Well, I do really have the tools that I have been practicing for many years. So one of those is, as I mentioned earlier, meditation, breathing. Our breathing is intimately tied to our nervous system, Tony. So physiologically, we have the fight or flight system, which you might be familiar with, which is that anxiety state, which we are always usually in as members of the Western world today. And then we have the rest and digest, what we call the parasympathetic nervous system in physiology. And that is the calming side. That is the replenishing I'm talking about. And if we don't have a balance of these things, or at least a good harmony, we really can crash and burn. And so for me, the tools that I teach my fit mamas and I use myself day to day are, again, things that really calm the nervous system. And that all starts with breathing and just bringing down everything a notch. Because we are in, if we all had electrodes on our head and we measured what was going on in our brain waves, we would see that we almost always are in a high beta wave pattern, which is a really fast, fast wave. And as we calm down, we get into different stages of these waves and they slow down as we go from high, high hyper anxiety state to calm awakefulness to starting to fall asleep to falling asleep. And so what we can do through breathing and through meditation and through these heart coherence exercises I mentioned and through connecting with things that positively, emotionally uplift us and replenish our self-regulation through the day, we can actually calm the nervous system at a physiological place where we're not going to have no stresses in our lives. Absolutely. That's just unrealistic. And it's as great an idea as chasing perfectionism is. Not a good idea. So instead of trying to control those things around us, Tony, it's about controlling our internal environment so we don't have the spikes in our nervous system and brainwave activity that actually bring upon dis-ease within our bodies and in our lives, relationally, etc. So we have that control, which is pretty cool because our bodies are like machines and we can just, you know, they don't control us. We actually get to control them. And that's kind of the beauty of it.
I love that. That's a really good way of describing that and explaining that, Jen. I want to thank you so much. I totally believe, well, of course, you know, breathing doesn't fix the problem, but breathing right helps put you in the right place so that you can then better fix the problem, deal with the problem, handle the problem. So yes, the breathing is very, very cool. And you have your, and I'm not trying to be totally silly, but you have your getaway closet where you go to, you have a place where you go, it's your place, but it's a big closet, very roomy in there with all your equipment. But you have your space, your time, and you can right at least get yourself in shape or in a better place, right, to then deal with whatever the emergency or the issue is. Do I have that kind of put right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about setting up your boundaries and your environment, right? We have only so much control, like I said, and trying to control our external environment is actually just so futile. But if we can create little pockets of space or little spaces that feel good outside of us, we can start to fill up those spaces with our energetic boundaries and just start to feel good in those spaces and then take them out of those places into our regular life. Right? Which is what we talk about when we talk about going to a yoga class or going to a gym. It's like, okay, you're there for an hour. Yes. But what about the 23 hours in your day? How do you transfer that positive energy that you get in being in that space, taking care of yourself, to all the other places and spaces where you become depleted? Right?
Got it. Absolutely. Very, very cool. All right. Well, now it's time for your favorite question here, Jen.
Ooh.
Here we go. You've been waiting for this one.
Yes.
I want to talk about purpose. I like to know really deep inside here, what's your motivation? What drives you to do what you do, please?
So my top of mind passion every single day is really supporting women to love their bodies and love their lives, because we are all absolutely entitled to that. And growing up in a society where there was very much a diet culture, and it's, like I said, no pain, no gain. It's push yourself. It's there are no restrictions too big or no things too hard. It's about not listening to your body, not trusting your intuition. What do other people think of you? And really seeing how this affected women, and now who many of are, whom my clients now, is really, I talk about my work as being the doing the undoing. Because so much of it is just undoing these patterns that really just don't work for us. And I teach women to retrain their mind and body in terms of their core reconnection physically, but also retraining the way that they think when they are asked to do something and they just say, yes, I'll do it and I'll bake 50 cupcakes without really, you know, seeing if that really fits in their schedule or if that's honoring their needs. And so I talk a lot about heeding your needs and starting to appreciate and love the body we have today, which only can then create more of the love that you want in your life. And it's really a passion of mine watching my daughters grow up, as they're just such beautiful little innocent souls who I can't imagine feeling shame around their body for eating a donut one day or not doing their gym routine and feeling pure and utter low self-worth as a human being. It just pains me. So I just know that we know women, you know, globally deserve this. And I truly believe that we can raise the next generation to love their bodies, love their lives, and be passionate about being women and validating themselves and not looking externally for that validation.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that and telling us about that. Absolutely. I agree. The more I enjoy my body, the better it seems to do, the better, the more healthy it seems to be, the better it seems to operate, just by saying, hey, this is a good body. I really like this thing.
Absolutely. If you love it, you're going to treat it with respect, right?
Yes.
If you realize how much it does for you and you appreciate it with full gratitude and reverence, absolutely, you can have nothing but high self-worth for yourself and want to nourish yourself in a way that really helps you live the most vital life possible in all areas.
Very cool. Well, Jen, it's been a blast. We are close to wrapping up. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
Oh, well, you know what? I wanted to offer your audience a gift. If anyone wants to, I have an audio that I'd love to share. This is for entrepreneurs, moms, dads alike. And the link is lovefitmama.com/listenwithin. And I can share that link with you, Tony, which you can share with your listeners. But really, that is, it's a real quick audio where I kind of guide you through an opportunity to slow down, start to listen within your body, start to feel more connected with your core. And this starts to really align you with your values, with your purpose, and all the stuff that you really stand for here on your show, Tony.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you very much on behalf of the Revenue Crew audience. And I will put that link in the show notes. It's lovefitmama.com/listenwithin. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Well, great. Jen Oliver, or I guess Jennifer Oliver, thank you so much. It was great We talked about how to embrace and enjoy the journey. I love it.
I love it too. Thanks so much, Tony. I so appreciate being here. And to all your listeners, have a great day.
Well, great. And once again, her website is lovefitmama.com. All right. Thank you, everyone. And stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. If you like this interview with Jen, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? A couple of sentences is just fine. Thanks so much in advance. And our next episode is with Jason True. Jason's a top business and executive coach and sales trainer. He's a leading expert on human behavior, daring leadership, and relationship building. At the heart of his strategy is the understanding that people and your relationships are your true wealth. Everything we accomplish in life is with or through other people. And Jason tells us how to create the highest performing culture on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.